Claudine Jacques spoke with CKUT about the protests happening on St. Joseph and Laurier in response to the 40 Days for Life protest.
So I'm Claudine Jacques. I'm a PhD student. Well, I just actually finished my PhD from McGill University in musicology with a concentration in women's studies.
And I guess start off by describing the protest and what's going on.
Okay. Well, the protest is going on at the Parc La Haye, which is a park near a Catholic church. It's at the corner of Saint Joseph and Saint Laurent. It's staying pretty small right now. I mean, there's at most 10 of us, except on weekends. On weekends, we usually have some more people, but I mean, it hasn't been necessarily huge from on both sides, and so it's been basically very cheerful. It's remained fairly friendly. We usually remain on our side of the park, and they are, you know, next to us on the other side. And the Morgan Taylor Clinic is there, which is why they're doing their protests, and which is why we are also there to support the staff working at the clinic and the women who go there for abortion or just, you know, some other services that they offer. So it's basically for two reasons: to offer support to women who might need it, and also to offer another method. I certainly follow very closely what the Harper government is doing, and I'm appalled at the way that the Harper government is trying to roll back the clock on women's rights, women's reproductive rights. And that is reflected by his some of his MPs issuing private member bills, and also the organizations that the Harper government has decided not to fund.
So now the protest that is happening, was 40 days. How many days are left?
The protest ends on November 6th. I strongly encourage people who want to attend to check out the Facebook group. There's a Facebook group called Soutien de Pro-Choix - Pro-Choice Support. So people can just, a lot of people are on Facebook, so they can just join the event. There will be a big event on November 6th at the end of these 40 days for life to celebrate respect of women and their rights and their bodily autonomy.
CKUT spoke with the Honorable Sheila Copps, who related support for maternal health services to the decline of support for women's rights and equality.
Well, I think it's twofold. Generally speaking, when you look at the trajectory of equality between 1980 and the year 2000, we seem to be kind of going in the right direction. And in the last decade, I'd say it's fair to say that we've stalled, and I think the Harper government has actually accelerated the decline. I mean, we've got a government now that says that we cannot fund abortions in developing countries, so we conditionally apply international aid to deprive women of the same right to a choice that we have in our own country. We've deleted status of women, recognition of gender equity from any government document. So the spiral is downward. Not only are we sort of slipping backwards, the government passed or gave notice this week that they're going to bring in a big piece of legislation to tackle charitable giving, and they're going to go after the nonprofits. And you can rest assured that there's an ideological bent to that, because when they actually cut off status of women, and then they started cutting off organizations that didn't agree with them politically, it was targeted to the fact that if an organization does not parrot the views of the government, they're going to be audited, they're going to be checked, they're going to be hassled. And nonprofit organizations today are one of the few voices that we have that are seeking equality. When the government sharpens its pencil on the legislation, they'll probably come back and delete advocacy from the role of some nonprofit organizations, which will stop some of that. If the government comes down saying, well, you can't be political, organizations that are out there just debating the broad issues of the day that become political in nature, could face the threat of being cut off. And they are some of the few voices that are out there actually kind of saying what needs to be said about how the March for Equality has stalled, and in fact it's regressing. We're going back in this country, and we're going back in the eyes of the world.